Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas Menachem Ben Yosef and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
Beya Daf Hei. The Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Dalam Rebeis, Itmer Shnei Yomim Toibim Shal Rosh Hashanah, Rav Shmuel Damri Tervayu, Nolda Bezeh Asur Bezeh. A Beya that's Nolda on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Usr on the second day because Lekuli Alma over here it would be considered like one long day. Meaning that even though Shitas Rav by Shnei Yomim Toibim Shal Goliyas is that Nolda Bezeh Muteris Bezeh because we say Mimonev Shach. If the first day was Yom Tif, then the second day is not Yom Tif at all and then it's for sure Mutter. And if the second day is Yom Tif, then when it was born wasn't Yom Tif and then it was born on a Yom Chol, so it's Mutter. Nevertheless, Rav himself, together with Shmuel, say by Rosh Hashanah that Nolda Bezeh Asur Bezeh. And that's because the din of Rosh Hashanah, Lekuli Alma, is like one long day. Because the takana to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah was not Machmas Asafik. Because as the Gemara explains, the takana to keep 2 days Yom Tif by Rosh Hashanah was true even when we were sure that the first day is not going to be Yom Tif. For example, in a case where Edim came, Miramincha Olamayla, in such a case, they made a special takana not to accept the Edim. Once Bezdin decides not to accept the Edim, then it's for sure not going to be Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah until tomorrow. Because it's dependent on Bezdin being Mekadosh to Chodesh. So Bezdin refuses to be Mekadosh to Chodesh until the next day, and yet they were Noyeg the rest of that day as Yom Tif. So that means that our Hanhaga of 2 days Rosh Hashanah does not necessarily have to be considered Hanhaga min Hasafik. Rather, it's a 2 day Yom Tif. It's a Chag Kavua to keep 2 days of Yom Tif, and therefore there's no Makam to say Mimonev Shach. Mimonev Shach you could say if we're being Noyeg min Hasafik, that I'm keeping 2 days just in case. Then there's Mimonev Shach Nolda Bezeh Muteres Bezeh. Because if the first day is Yom Tif, then the second day is not Yom Tif, and vice versa, like we explained. However, in a case where it's a Chag Kavua, then we treat it like Chad Yoim Aruch, and therefore Nolda Bezeh will be Asura Bezeh. Now, why did they make this takana not to accept Edom when they came in Hamincha Olamayla? So it's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed and Beis, where the Mishnah tells us, the Gemara brings it down over here, but Rishayna Yimekabel Edus Achodesh Kol Yoim Pam Achas Nishtoa Edom Lavoi Viniskalkulua Alavim Bashir. Rosh Hashanah could be either today or tomorrow, depending on when the Edom came. The problem is that until the Edom came, we obviously don't know yet that it's Yom Tif. And therefore, the shear that they said, bringing the carbon tamid shel bein arbayim, was a shear shel choil, not the shear shel Rosh Hashanah. Afterwards, the Edom came, after Mincha, and it turns out that the Levim said the wrong shear. Now, Tosfos in Dibur HaMaskil, v'niskalkalu al Levim b'shir, ask b'shem der Benu Peretz, that why is it that the only problem we could find with Edim coming, min amincha l'mayla, is that they said the wrong shir shel yoim. There's another problem. If it's Yom Tif, you have to bring a carbon musaf. And a carbon musaf cannot be brought after the tamid shel bein arbayim. There's a din that's learned out from a pasuk that's written by the tamid shel shachar. It says, ve'ektir aleha chelvei hashlamim, aleha hashlam kol karbonis kulam. Which means that all karbonis have to be brought after the tamid shel shachar and before the tamid shel bein arbayim. Since you can't bring any karbonis after the tamid shel bein arbayim, it will be impossible now to bring the karbon musaf. So this would seem to be a much more severe problem than saying the wrong shear. So how exactly did they get around this problem? Now the truth of the matter is that the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Halacha Hey, says, Barishayna ayu mekablen edus hachodesh b'chol yoyim shloishim, pam achas nishtoa edem ilovei ad bein arbayim. There was one time that they didn't come till bein arbayim, v'niskalkalu b'mikdash, they got niskalkal. How? Says the Rambam, v'lo yodu mayasu. They didn't know what they should do. What does that mean? He explains, im yasu oyla shel bein arbayim. Should they bring the oyla shel bein arbayim, the carbon tamid? Shema yavayu edim. We don't know if they should bring it or not, because maybe edim will come, and if edim come, v'i efshe sheyakrivu musaf hayoyim achar tamid shel bein arbayim. Maybe we shouldn't bring the carbon tamid shel bein arbayim, because if edim come after the tamid shel bein arbayim, it will be impossible to bring the carbon musaf, and there will be chayiv in the carbon musaf. So the Rambam actually does learn that this was the problem, except that on the Rambam we have to ask, why doesn't the Mishnah say that was the problem? The Mishnah says, v'niskalkalu halavim b'shir. So first let's bring some of the terutzim that are given to Tosfos' question as to why the Mishnah doesn't say that there was a problem mitzad the karbon musaf, and then we'll come back and explain why it is that the Rambam was capable of using this as a tam, although the Mishnah doesn't. So one terutz that's given to the Kasha as to why the Mishnah was not bothered by the problem with the karbon musaf is found in Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Dibur HaMaschil V'Niskalklu. Tosfos over there says that there actually is no problem with the Musaf whatsoever, because the problem of Aleha Hashlem, that we said you have to bring all Karbonis prior to the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, and you can't bring Karbonis afterwards, is only said, says Tosfos, with regards to the Haktorah. Because that's what it says in the pasuk. V'hektir aleha echel v'ashlamim aleha hashlam kol karbonis kulam. It's halach in haktorah, not in shchita, not in zrika. And therefore, it was possible after the tamid shel ben arba'im to be shoychet v'zoyrik the karbon musaf. What about the ivarim that you have to be makdir on the mizbeach? Says Tosfos, there's an eitzah. Let's wait until tomorrow, after the Tamid Shel Shachar, to do the Haktorah of those Evarim. Because, after all, the din of Aleha Hashlem is that they have to be in between the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. You'll ask, you can't do that. There's a Psul Lina. If you leave them overnight, they become Pusul. Says Tosfos, no problem. After we do the Shechita and the Zrika of the Musaf, we'll take the Evarim, bring them to the top of the Mizbeach. And there is a Mandi Yomar in Bochim, Daf Peizayin Amud Aleph, that says Ein Lina Moy Eles Berosh Hashem Mizbeach, which means that a varim that happened to be on top of the Mizbeach at the time that the Psul Lina is supposed to be Chal, do not become Nifsal Belina. So if you hold Ein Lina Moy Eles Berosh Hashem Mizbeach, we have a very simple Eitzah. The Shechita and Nizrika is Bechlal not a problem of Aleha Hashleim, and the varim that you're supposed to be Makhtir, we could put them on top of the Mizbeach, wait until tomorrow, and then there won't be a problem to do the Haktorah then. However, Tosfos points out that this doesn't work according to the Mandi Yomar, who argues over there in Zvachim and says that Lina May Elis Brosh Hashem Mizbeach. Now, theoretically, we could right now come back and answer the Rambam by saying as follows. The Rambam in Hilchas Psul Yamakdoshim, Paragimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, paskins that Evarim V'chalovim Mukmatzim Shalonu Brosh Hashem Mizbeach Ki Ilu Lonu Ba'azara. The Rambam Shita is that Lina is Mo'eles Berosh Hashem Mizbeach. It becomes Pasul. So we could say very simply, Lefi Shita Sa Rambam, there was no Eitzah to bring the Karbon Musaf. And that's why he describes the Kilkul as being with the Karbonis. Masha'en Kain, the Mishnah holds that Lina is not Mo'eles Berosh Hashem Mizbeach. It doesn't become possible Lina. And that's why there was a Eitzah to bring the Karbon Musaf. And the Mishnah had to save Niskalkalu Halavim Bashir. Now, although this seems very simple and straightforward, there's a problem. Because the machloikis in the Gemara in Zvachim, da pei zayin, as to whether lina may elis b'roish Hashem Mizbeach or ain lina may elis b'roish Hashem Mizbeach is not a machloikis tanoim. It's a machloikis amayroim between Rabba and Rava. Rabba holds that ain lina may elis b'roish Hashem Mizbeach. So ain achinami, Rabba has the ability to learn the Mishnah of Niskalkalu Avim Bashir, why it wasn't a problem mitzad the Karbon Musaf, like Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah, that they had the Eitzah of putting the Evarim on the Mizbeach and waiting until tomorrow to be Makhtir them. But Rava, who the Rama Paskins like, who holds that Melina is Me'eles B'Rosh Hashem Mizbeach, doesn't have that option of learning the Mishnah that Niskalkalu Avim Bashir was because the Musaf wasn't a problem, because he holds that Lina would passel them. So he wouldn't learn the Mishnah to be siding with his opponent Rava. So now if the Rama Paskins like Rava, then he wouldn't be learning the Mishnah that way. So this can't serve as a yisha for the Rambam. I'll call upon him. We have one teretz to the question as to why the Mishnah says dafka that the problem was with the shear and not with the Karbon Musaf. Because as far as the Karbon Musaf, they had an Eitzah. Now, our Tosfos, according to the Pasha Pshat and Tosfos, gives two terutzim to the question. Number one, Tosfos answers that the whole din, that you're not allowed to bring a Karbon after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, is only said where you had an option to bring it before the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. But Hecha Deloy Efsher, if you have no other choice, such as in our case, where until the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, the Edom didn't come yet, so you couldn't have brought a Karbon Musaf, then there's no halacha that you have to bring it dafka before the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, you could bring it after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. However, both the Marsha and the Maram understand that this can't be the pshat in Tosfos. Because after saying this teretz, the hechad loy efsher shiny, that you're allowed to do it when it's loy efsher, Tosfos brings a raya. Tosfos says, Mire dehava mechusik kippurim be'erev Pesach, a mechusik kippurim, one of the people that has to bring a karbon in order to become tohar, like a mitzayra or a zav. And Tosfos says that those people are allowed to bring their kapara la'achar ha'kraves ha'karbon tamid. They're allowed to bring their kapara after the tamid shel ben harbayim in order to facilitate their achilas ha'pesach. If they don't bring their kapara, they won't be able to eat the karbon pesach. And Tosfos says that the Gemara in Psachim says this yisoid, that you're allowed to bring their kapara after the tamid shel ben harbayim because it's loy efsher. And says the Marsha and the Maram as well, that it says no such thing in the Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara says that those people are allowed to bring their karbonis because they have a special din, that an asei, sheyesh bei kareis, is doicha the asei the hashlama. And that is doimet to Tosfos' second teretz. Tosfos gives a second teretz how they were allowed to bring the korban musaf, in our case, after the Tumah Shel Bein Arbayim. And Tosfos says because a asei derabim, musaf is an asei derabim, it's doicha the asei dehashlama, the asei that says you're not allowed to bring a korban after Tumah Shel Bein Arbayim, because it's more important than that asei. So if anything, the Gemara in Psachim would serve as a riot to Tosfos' second teretz, not to Tosfos' first teretz. And the Maram really understands that it's all one teretz, that what Tosfos means to say is based on the Gemara in Psachim that they were allowed to bring the Karban Musaf after the Tumah Shel Bein Arbayim because it's a special asay, it's an asay derabim, and for that they bring a riot from the Gemara in Psachim that you see that a chashav asay like an asay sheyesh bekaris is doicha and hu adin and asay the rabbin would be doicha the asay the hashlama. But Tosfos never said a yisoid that you're allowed to bring a carbon after the Tumah Shel Bein Arbayim if it's loy efsher. When Tosfos said the word loy efsher, says the Maram, all Tosfos meant was that you can't push it off until tomorrow, like in the case of a Mechusar Kippurim, who will not be able to bring his Karban Pesach if you push it off until tomorrow. And so too in our case, if you push the Karban Musaf off until tomorrow, you will not end up bringing a Karban Musaf. So therefore, says Tosfos, in the event that you can't postpone bringing the carbon that you want to bring, then you have the right to bring it, provided that it's a chashav asay, like an asay derabim or an asay sheyesh bekaris. The Marsha is also not willing to accept, as we said, that Tosfos is saying that hechad loy efshir, you're allowed to bring a carbon after the Tumah Shel Bein Arbayim, and he explains Tosfos' two terutzim with a beautiful cheshbon based on the Gemara in Psachim Daf Nun Tes. Take a look at the sugya there, and the whole Marsha, and you'll see the cheshbon. I'll call upon him in answer to the question. The way the Marsha understands it is not much different than the way Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah says that we mentioned earlier. The Hainu that they used the Eitzah of being Mala, the Ivarim Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, and that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention a problem with the Karban Musaf. But the second Teretz of Tosfos, everybody agrees, is that an Asay, the Rabbim, like the Karban Musaf, is Doiche, the Asay Dashlama, and you're allowed to bring the Karban Musaf after the Tumah Shel Bein Arbayim since it's an Asay, the Rabbim. In any case, if the Rambam agrees to either of these terutzim as to why the Mishnah chose the Shir and not the Musaf, then it's very difficult to understand the Rambam. Tosfos, though, brings a third teretz. According to Maram, this is a second teretz. And that is Yesh Mefarshim, the Meikara Aisu HaTamid. First they would bring a kevis. They would bring a carbon that fit for the Tamid. And they would make a Tanai. And they would say, if the Edom don't come, this should be a Tamid. And if the Edom do come, and then it turns out that today is supposed to be Rosh Hashanah, this should work for the Karban Musaf. And then in the event that Edom do show up, they will then go and bring the rest of the Karbonis for the Musaf and the Karban Tamid. Now the Oinig Yomtif in Simon Samaches in Haggah asks that how does that work? That should be a problem of Breira. And when a person puts an Erev down and he says, if a Chacham comes from the Mizrach side, my Erev should be to the Mizrach. So he's doing something now that is later on going to be clarified and determined by a future event. That is a big machlokes tanoim, whether we say yesh breir or ein breir. Is it possible to create any chalois and leave it vague and allow it to be determined later? So how could you bring a carbon now and say that the whether this is a musaf or a tamid is dependent on what happens later? Says the Oinig Yomtif, Al Karchach, in order to say this teretz, you have to hold Yesh Breira. The Tana of the Mishnah that says in Skalkla, Avim Bashir, holds Yesh Breira. Says the Oinig Yomtif, though, that the Rambam, we know his Shita all over, is Ein Breira. So the Rambam held that this Eitzah was impossible, and therefore the Kilkel was in the Karban Musaf, because there was no Eitzah to bring the Karban Musaf. So it comes out that what he's saying is that there was no Eitzah whatsoever. That means that the Rambam argues in all the Terutzim that we said until now. He holds that an Asay Derabim is not going to be Doicha, the Asay Dehashlama. Only an Asay Sheyesh Bekaris could be Doicha, that Asay. He holds, like we said, L'shitasai, that it's impossible to say that you be Mala Umelina al Rosh HaMizbeach, because the Rambam Shita is that Lina Me'elis B'Rosh HaMizbeach becomes possible Rosh HaMizbeach. And therefore, the only way to learn why the Mishnah chose the Shir and not the Musaf is like the last Teretz in Tosfos, the Yesh Mefarshim, and that, the Oinig Yomtif says, is only because the Tana of the Mishnah holds, like the Tanaim who say Yesh Breira, the Rambam, since he paskins Ein Breira, doesn't have an Eitzah, and therefore the problem, the Kilkel, was with the Karban Musaf. There's a kasha from the Michas Chinuch. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph, Ois Hei, asks that how could it be that they were Niskalkal Bashir? If they were niskalku b'shir, that means that they said the shir shel choil because they assumed at that point that Edom were not going to come. And this was not going to be Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. Ask them in Ches Chinuch that the Gemara later on, and Daf Yotes Mabeis says, Mimois Ezra lematzinu Elul mu'uber. It's very uncommon for Elul to be a 30-day month. And Rashi over there says that since most of the time, Elul is only 29 days, which means that on the 30th day, it's already Rosh Hashanah. All of the people that lived far away from Yerushalayim were able to be soimach on this roiv and say that the first day is Rosh Hashanah, not the second day. Tosfos argues in Rashi l'gabi Rosh Hashanah itself, but they agree in principle that you're allowed to be soimach on that roiv because that's why they didn't make 2 days Yom Kippur. They always were able to assume, based on this roiv, that the first day is Rosh Hashanah, not the second day. So the Mechas Chinuch asks, so why couldn't they be Soimich on Roiv and say the Shir of Rosh Hashanah because the assumption is that it's going to end up being Rosh Hashanah? So the Mechas Chinuch answers that in the event that the Edom did not show up by the time we brought the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim, we cannot be Soimich on the Roiv because it's considered a Roiv with a Reyesa. Because even though most of the time this day was Yom Tif and not tomorrow, but also most of the time the Edom came by now. So the fact that the Edom haven't shown up yet is a Reyesa in the Roiv, and therefore we can't be Soimich on the Roiv to say the Shir of Yom Tif. Rav Vosner in his Shevet HaLevi in Simen Kuf Chav Ches gives a different teretz to the Mechas Chinuch's kasha. He actually says that the kasha doesn't start because, he says, at the time that they brought the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim, even though Al Pi Roiv, we know that the Edom are going to come. And when the Edom come, Bezdin will be Mekadosh to Chodesh, so today will turn into Rosh Chodesh. Nevertheless, until the Edom come, it's still Choil. And even though when the Edom come, it turns the entire day retroactively into Rosh Chodesh and into Rosh Hashanah, so retroactively the whole day was Yom Tif, nevertheless, before that takes place, we have no right to say the Shir Shel Yom Tif. And he explains this al pi a famous Yesoid that the Achronim build from a Rosh in Nedarim, and is commonly referred to as Mikan Ulahaba Lamafreya. This is Reb Shimon's phrase, and Reb Chaim and the Brisker Rav seem to agree, as we'll explain. The Rosh is in Nedarim, the sixth perek, and he's bothered by the question as to why is a neder considered a davar sheyesh le matirin. As we discuss in Daf Gimel and Daf Dalet, there's a rule that davar sheyesh le matirin afilu be'elef loy batal. Now a neder is in that category because you could go and be oiker the neder by being shoyl, by a chacham. The chacham is matir the neder. However, the question that's asked, and it's really a Rishalmi that the Rosh brings down, how can you consider a neder a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Since the chacham is oiker sa neder meikarei, he is oiker lemafreya the neder, it's ki'ilu the neder never existed. And therefore the question is memanavshach. A neder that never received heter is a davar that's aser lo'olam. That's certainly not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. A neder which you were shoyl on, and you were matir meikara, it simply was never aser. But one that is aser, how could you call it a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Davar sheyesh lo matirin is the type of iser which for a certain amount of time is aser, and then it becomes mutter. But a neder, inasmuch as it was aser, it's always going to be aser. If it became mutter, it was never aser. Answers the Rosh. Ein oikrei ela mikan ulahaba. Even though he's oikrit lamafreya, but he's only oikrit from now on. Kaloimar, he says, ikr ha ikor mikan ulahaba. Shaharei hoya aser ad ata. The way that the chacham is oiker the neder is by uprooting it retroactively, but from now on. Because it was aser until now. Even though he's oiker meikarei, he does it retroactively. He actually uproots the neder. What does the Rosh mean? Is this something that happens mikanu lahaba, or is this something that happens retroactively? The answer is that there are two ways of dealing with something lemafreya. One phrase that we commonly use is igloi milsa lemafreya. Igloi milsa lemafreya means that at some later point we find out that all along this was not the metzias, and we were simply mistaken. It's something that we find out later, but what we find out later was actually true 2 months ago. And this is the type of lemafreya that's true when, let's say, a person makes a tenai. He gives a get al manas that it rains next week on Tuesday. If on Tuesday next week it actually rains, it turns out that we are now finding out, we're megale lemafreya, that there was a get all along. And there was no point in time when it wasn't a get. Even last week when I gave the get, it turns out that it really was a get. We just didn't yet have the idea. We didn't know about it yet. That's what igloi milsel mafreya yet. It becomes this gala. It's revealed to us at a later point in time what the truth was back then. However, when the chacham is oiker the neder meikaroi, it's not as if it's becoming revealed to us now through the chacham's hatara that there never was a neder. Back then when he made the neder existed. The chacham has the ability to now go and retroactively get rid of the neder. But if you'll ask me last week when the person was being noyig iser based on his neder, that the chacham has not yet been matir, was he mistaken? Was he doing the right thing by being careful about his neder? The answer is that at that point in time, it had not yet received its retroactive hatara. So of course it was asa for him at that point in time. And that's why we call a neder a davar sheyesh lematirin. Because even if at a later point a person goes and is matir the neder and it works lamafreya, nevertheless the person living in that world before that lamafreya type of hatara is bound by the iser neder. And this is actually what is meant by the words akira lamafreya. The chacham has to actually go and uproot it. He's doing an asiyah of akira. There was something there. The chacham is now uprooting it. The same exact yesoid appears in Reb Chaim in Hilchas Ishes Perek Beis Halacha Tes. There's a halacha called Mion. Mion is when there's a ketana who's a yesoima, so she has no father who could be mekabel kedushin on her behalf. Midaraisa, the only way for a ketana to become an Eishes Ish is al yidei the father be mekabel kedushin for her. However, the Rabbanan were misakin, what's known as kedushin miyun. They were misakin that the mother and the brother of this ketana could be mekabel kedushin for her, and that's a kedushin de Rabbanan. They gave a special din that the ketana can later on go and be mema'enes. She could say, I refuse to be this man's wife. Now the halacha is that when she is mema'enes, she is now mutter in his relatives, and he is mutter to marry her relatives. Now usually by Kedushin D'Oraisa, the halacha is that if a man marries a woman, he's not allowed to marry her relatives after he divorces her. But over here it's not that way, and that's because the miyun, what it does is it's oiker the Kedushin l'mafreya. It makes it as if she was never married to him. However, even so, the halacha is that things that happened as a result of their marriage, such as the din that her maisi adayim, her prophets go to her husband, or the husband can be made for nidarim, or if she finds a metziah, it goes to her husband, all of those halachas do not get undone. So Reb Chaim says, wait a minute, is it working retroactively, as is apparent from the fact that they're mutter and each other's relatives, or is it only working mikana lahaba, as it seems to be apparent from the fact that those dinim stay in place? If he was made for her nidarim, we don't say, let's go back in time and say that her nether comes back. Says Reb Chaim, the answer is that Mion works exactly the way that Reb Shimon was megala to us, that Hataras Chacham of a neder works. Mion is oiker l'mafreya. So the marriage was totally uprooted. Since it's uprooted, it was uprooted retroactively, and therefore there's no makam for her kroivim to be usher to him, or for his kroivim to be usher to her. Because from now on, the Mion has created that this is a marriage that never existed. However, anybody who was living in the world prior to the Mion knew that there really was a marriage in place, wasn't making a mistake, and so any dinim that came as a result of that world will not be undone. The marriage itself gets undone, and therefore anything that's directly related to the marriage is undone l'mafreya. There are many examples of this idea. The Briskerov in the end of Hilchas Naziris says a similar thing. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovit Sa'aris, Simon Chavav, discusses this concept as well, as does the Imri Moshen, Simon Zion, to quote a few of the Achroinim. Says Rav Vosner, the Minchas Chinuch had asked us, why was there a problem for them to say the Shir at the time they brought the Karban Tamei Shel Ben Harbayim when the Edom had not yet come? Ask the Minchas Chinuch, Roiv of the years, this day was Rosh Hashanah. So we're pretty sure, I'll be Roiv, that Edom are going to show up. Says Rav Vosner, even when Edom show up, and Besdin proclaims this day to be Yom Tif, and that even works Limafreya, to say that the entire day was Yom Tif, because they proclaim it as Rish Chodesh. It was in reality the first day of Tishrei, so it is Yom Tif. Today was Yom Tif. Nevertheless, says Rav Vosner, that is something that works retroactively. It's not as if in the morning or in the afternoon before the Edom came, in the world that we were living in prior to the Edom coming, it was already Yom Tif. We need the positive act later to create retroactively that it was Yom Tif all along, And it's not a gloi milsa l'mafrei. It's not that we find out later that we were living then during a day of Yom Tov. So it doesn't make a difference that we know al yidei roiv, that it's going to happen later, because it didn't happen yet. So in the world we're living in now, it's not yet Yom Tov. However, I think we could prove not like Rav Vosner from the Tosfos that we mentioned before, the last teretz in Tosfos, to the question as to why did the Tana have to say v'niskalkalu halvim b'shir? What about the Karban Musaf? You can't bring the Karban Musaf until you know that it's Yom Tov, and yet you can't bring the Karban Musaf after the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im. Tosfos' last answer, which is one that they actually end up rejecting, but as we mentioned earlier, the Oneg Yom Tov says that this is the way the Rambam understands, is that they would bring the Karban. They would bring a Keves, which is eligible for a Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im, and also for one of the Karbonis you have to bring for the Musaf. And they made a Tanai. At that moment, they brought it and they made a Tanai. And they said, if the Edom come later, then this should be oil for the Karban Musaf. And if the Edom do not come, this should remain a Karban Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im. Now, how could you do that? If you believe that the way that Beis Din operates is only as a mikano lahava l'mafreya, meaning that they're working retroactively, but in the world that we were living in, prior to the Edom coming, it was in reality, it wasn't a mistake, it really was choil, then you cannot bring a carbon that works as a carbon musaf, because in that world, you are not yemachuyv in a carbon musaf. So Tanai is not going to help you. Tanai, as we explained, is something that exists now. We're just waiting to find out what the emes is. So that means that al yidei the Tanai, having been niskayim, we find out that what I really brought was a carbon musaf. But that means that I brought a carbon musaf in a time that it was not yet Yom Tov. And even the fact that they had a din during that time to refrain from doing malacha until the Edom came, because perhaps it really is Yom Tov, shows that during that point in time, we were choshed that maybe we'll later find out that this was really Yom Tov. So although Rabbi Vosner's idea is a very novel approach, it does not seem from the sugya like that's the way it works. It doesn't seem like it works mikano lahabal mafre when the Edom come later. Rather, it works more as an igloi milsal mafre. We find out that all along it really was Yom Tov. The Gemara tells us that although originally there was a takana that you cannot be mekabel Edom in a mincho lemaila, and for this reason the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah was not mikoyach a suffik, because in the event that the Edom came after Mincha, we wouldn't accept them, and we would be noyig both days Kodesh. That clearly is not a suffik whether the first day is Yom Tov or the second day. It's clear that the second day is Yom Tov, and yet the first day is treated as Yom Tov. In which case, the Be'ish and Olda Berishain is Asura B'Sheni, because it's Kedusha Achas, it's one long day. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misaken that you could be mekabel edim min amincha lemaila. And after the takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, things went back to being midin suffik. So beis shenolda bezeh is muteres bezeh because of the mimonav shach. Now Rabbi Yosef came along and he said, no, even mitakanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'eloch, the beis still remains aser. My time avidavar shebeminyan v'chol davar shebeminyan tzarech minyan achar lahatiroi. Which means that once Chazal asked something, Davar Shebeminyan, Chazal, were Nimnu V'Gamru, they got together and decided to misaken something, then you need another Minyan, you need Chazal to get together again if you want to undo what the original Beis Din did. One of the rayas the Gemara brings to this Yesoid is that if a person has Peiros of Kerem Revai, Kerem Revai, the halacha is, the Torah says you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, either the Peiros themselves, or you could be paid it and bring the money to Yerushalayim. However, Chazal were misakin that if you live within a mahalach yoim from Yerushalayim, you're mechuyev to bring your peiros to Yerushalayim, and you are not allowed to be poyed to those peiros and bring money in order to be ma'ater shuke Yerushalayim bepeiros. And the Gemara brings a braisa in which your Belezer had an entire kerem which he wanted to be mafkir to the aniyim because he didn't have the ability to bring all the peiros to Yerushalayim, and his talmidim told him you don't need to be mafkirit, because it would be okay now to bring the money. And the reason is, he says, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was matir, nimnu alecha chavirecha v'tiruhu. So you see that you need a minyan achir lahatiroi. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one who was mevatel the original practice of having to bring dafka peiros. Now the Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Mamrim, Halacha Beis, says, Beis Din shegozer gzeiro itiknuk takana. A Beis Din that was geyser something, or they're misakin a takana, then higu minuk, upashat adover b'chol Yisrael. Everybody started to keep it. Va'amar achreim Beis Din acher ubikesh levatel divrei rishonim. Another Beis Din wants to be mevatel what the original Beis Din did. V'laker oisa takana, v'oisa gzeiru, v'oisa minhug. The second Bezdin has to be greater than the first Bezdin. Continues the Rambam, he says, Afilu batal hatam shebeglole gazra rishonim. Even if the reason why the original Bezdin was misakin this takana or regozer the gzeira or instituted the minhag, nevertheless, ein ha'achronim yechayim levatel, the last ones cannot be mevatel it ad sheyiyu gedoyle mehem. Now the Ravid over there in the Hasugis says that this isn't true. Look at our sugya. It says that in this particular case of the being ma'atir shuki Yerushalayim beperis, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was capable of being mevatel the original takana because the tam was finished. Which means that even though the Rambam is really coming from a Mishnah in Idias, the Mishnah is there in the first parak says, "Ein bezdin yachal levatel divrei bezdin chaveray at shiyeh gadol mimenu b'chachmo v'minyan." You're not allowed to be mevatel something that the original bezdin did unless you're greater than the first bezdin. Now the Ravid knows that to be true. However, it also says in our sugya that Rabbi Yochanan was capable of being mevatel what the original Bezdin was misakin, because he said you no longer have to bring the Peiris themselves to Yerushalayim. How do we reconcile our Gemara with the Mishnah in Idias? Says the Ravid, very simple. The Mishnah in Idias is talking about where the tam for the original takana is still kayim. And nevertheless, the second Bezdin wants to come and mevatel what the first Bezdin did. That you need to be better than them, greater b'chachma over minyan. However, in our Gemara it's Mavur, there are Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai who was not greater than the original Bezdin that was Misakin the Din of bringing the Peiris themselves to Yerushalayim, was capable of being Mevatel their Takana. And that's because their Tam was finished. The only reason why they were Misakin it was Kedei La'ater Shuki Yerushalayim Peiris. We no longer have that Tam because why should we Ma'ater Shuki Yerushalayim for the Goyim? And therefore the Halacha that they have to be better than them, B'chach Movaminyan, no longer applies. And that's how we can explain our Gemara. The Ravid, though, is asking on the Rambam, why would the Rambam say that even though the Tam is Batal, you still have to be greater than them, B'chachma over Minyan? In our Gemara, you see not like that. Now, the Kesef Mishnah wants to say over there that actually Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was greater than the original Doiris. But the Ravid is not willing to accept that. And it is a bit hard to imagine that the whole Machloikas, the Rambam and the Ravid, is Machloikas and Metzias, whether Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a greater person than the original Bezin that was Misakin this Din. So Rabbi Chanan gives the teretz to the Shittas of Rambam, and his teretz is very meduyik in the lashonis that are used. Because in the Mishnah in Idias, the lashon is, Ein bezdin yochel levatel divrei bezdin chaveri achi gadol mimenu b'chachmo v'minyan. The issue is the second bezdin being mevatel what the original bezdin did. Masha'enkin in our sugya, the lashon that's used is, Kol davar shebeminyan tzarech minyan acher lehatirei, to be matirei. It doesn't say to be mevatel it, it says to be matirei. And this diya could be explained in light of what Rabbi Chanan says over here in the Rambam. What Rabbi Chanan says is that in the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wasn't getting rid of the original takana. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was not greater than the original Bezdin, and Ein Bezdin Yochel Levatel, Diri Bezdin Chaveiroi, Achei Gadol Menu B'chachm of Minyan. So you can't do that. What Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, though, was doing was a totally different thing. He was being matir kol zman. The time didn't apply temporarily, until the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted that you can be mekabel edus hachodesh kol hayom. Being matir is not getting rid of takana. It's saying that since the tam is no longer negeya, we want to be matir it right now until things change back to the way they were. So that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is capable of doing. So that's why the Rambam holds, all you see in our sugya is that when the tam goes away, you could be matir and temporarily render the takana irrelevant, even if you're not greater than the original Bezdin. However, the Mishnah in Idias, which says that you cannot be mevatel, that still stands, even when the takana was for a certain time, and that time no longer exists. And that's why the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim that we quoted is that if you have a Bezdin that was gozer gzeiru, or mesakin a takana, or they made a minug, and everybody took it on themselves, and then another Bezdin wants to come, v'amar achrein Bezdin acher, ubikesh levatel dvarim harishonim v'laker oisa takana, that you can't do unless they're gadol mimenu b'chachmo v'minyan. So it comes out that according to the Ravid, there is no difference between actually being oiker, being mevatel the takana, and being matir, suspending the takana temporarily. And the only distinction that we find is between cases where the tam of the takana is still here and when the tam of the takana is no longer here. If the tam of the takana is still around, then then you need to be gadol mimenu b'chachma v'minyan. Masha'en kein, if the Tamar Takana is no longer relevant, then you just have to be another minyan, and it doesn't have to be greater than the original Bezdin. That's the Ravid. Masha'en kein, the Rambam holds that if you're being oiker and being mevatel the Takana, that means permanently nullifying it, then you have to be gadol mimenu b'chachma v'minyan, whether the Tamar Takana is around or not. Masha'en kein, if all you're doing is temporarily suspending the Takana, and that obviously is only in a case where the Tamar Takana is no longer around, that's where you don't have to be gadol mimenu b'chachma v'minyan, you just need a minyan acher lahatirut. Concerning the fact that Rabbi Lezer wanted to be mafkir his kerem to the aniyim, what does that mean? Ubikish lafkir la'aniyim. The Michas Chinuch, Mitzvah Reish Mem Zayin, and the Ar Samech, and Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Bez Lacha Bez, both ask that there is a machloikis, Beis Shamim Beis Hillel, in the beginning of Perek Vav, Meseches Peah, where Beis Shammai say that Hefker La'aniyim is Hefker. If you're Mafker something only for the Aniyim, the Hefker is Chal. But Beis Hillel hold Hefker La'aniyim is not considered Hefker. So how could he go and be Mafker something just for the Aniyim? Answers the Turi Evin, Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Alf Mabez, that there's no problem. Because the person that we're dealing with in our Sugah is Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Shamutehu. Tosfos explains in Shabbos, Shamute means that he came from the school of Beis Shammai. So since he paskins like Beis Shammai, so that Hefker La'aniyim is considered Hefker, there was no problem to do what he was doing. They also explain with this another Kasha. How was it possible to be Mafkir Revai? We paskin that Maaseh Sheni and that the Revai is Mamad Gavoya. It's not the persons. It can't be Mafkirit. The Teretz is that Rebbe Lezer came from Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai holds that Maaseh Sheni and Revai is Mamad Hedyet, not Mamad Hektish. Take a look in Maseches Maaseh Sheni, Perakei Mishnah Gimel. Over there, it's mavur that Revai has a din of peret and oilless. Obviously, it doesn't belong to Shammai. Now, the Sefer told us Yankif, he understands differently. That Enochanami, we paskin hefker laniyim, loy have a hefker, like the Shita of Beis Hillel. What does it mean over here that Rebbe Lezer wanted to be mafkir laniyim? He says this wasn't the real hefker. Rather, it was like an asinus rishus that the aniyim themselves could come and be zoiche in it. And he has a very nice diak in Rashi. Rashi's lashin lafkirei laniyim. Is sheyilketuhu heim v'yalulu Yerushalayim v'yachlu Hashem. Why does Rashi say sheyilketuhu heim? That the aniyim themselves should do the lakita, they should pick the peiros. V'yalulu Yerushalayim v'yachlu Hashem, we understand. Sheyahoyolav toirech lahalisham haperos. He himself didn't want to bring the peiros. But it sounds like he had a hakpada that they should themselves do the lakita. Says the Toldos Yankov, that Rashi was bothered by our question. How could hefker laniyim be hefker? We pass him like Beis Hillel. The Teretz is that it was just an asinus rishus for the anim themselves to go and be loiket and be zoiche in the peiros. Now Rabbi Yosef had said to us that even after Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the bay remains usser because you need a minyan acher lahatiroi. Abaye comes along and he tainis that it's not as if Chazal ever assered the egg itself beferish. Beitza be'edus talya milsa. The whole iser on the egg is totally on the shaila as to whether when edim come and amincha l'mayla, we accept them or not. The state of affairs before Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was that we won't accept edim, and therefore it's clear that the 2 days are kedusha achas. Mashenkin after Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we accept edus min amincha l'mayla, and then it reverts back into being shtei kedushas. So this isn't like the things that we learned before, that there was a special minyan to aser something. There was no minyan. Chazal never came along and asered it. Itzer edus, itzer beitza, ishtri edus, ishtri beitza. Now Abaya's taina seems to make a lot of sense. What exactly is going to be Rabbi Yosef's response to his taina? Answers the Rashba that Rabbi Yosef and Abaya are having a fundamental machloikis as to how to understand the takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yosef holds that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was only misakin in a case where Edom come and amincha l'mayla, then we're mekabel the Edom. Originally we weren't mekabel those Edom, now we will be mekabel the Edom, and the din will be that that day will be kodesh and the next day will be choil. However, what happens if no Edom come at all on the first day? Says the Rashba that Rabbi Yosef holds in such a case, it stays the way it was originally, before the Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, which means that the 2 days are kodesh midin kedusha achas. In which case, the egg remains usser, because we still have the concept of Kedusha Achas. Masha'en Kain, Abaya holds that even when Edom never come, it's not Kedusha Achas. Because even though we're going to end up being Noyig Kodesh for both days, but it's not Midin Kedusha Achas. Rather, up until the second day, we were Noyig Kodesh because we thought Edim may come. And then the second day, we're Noyig Kodesh because we see that the second day is Kodesh. But that means that it's still a Mamanev Shach. If the Beitza is Noilda in the first day, it's going to be Mutta the second day because it's Shtei Kedushas. It's only Menas Safik that you're Noyig the Kedusha for the entire first day. However, the Ritva understands Bedas Reb Yosef that even though Chazal never sat down and made a minion to Aser the egg, nevertheless the egg became Nesar Mimela. During the Kufa before Tekanas Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, it was Kedusha Achas, and therefore Mimela the egg became Aser. Now Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai changed things, turned it into Shtei Kedushas, but he doesn't have the right to be Mata the egg unless he has a minion Acher Lahatira. So according to the Ritva, it comes out a very big Chiddush. There's a Machloikis, Abaya and Reb Yosef, in a case where you have something that's a result of the takana, not part of the takana, but something that comes as an outcome, as a result of the takana, whether you need a minyan achar latire. And essentially that means that Rabbi Yosef is arguing on the taina of itzer edim, itzer beitza, ishtri edus, ishtri beitza. Abaya's taina is that since it's only a result of the takana, there's no reason to need a minyan achar latire. Ashenkin Rabbi Yosef holds that something, even if it's a result of the takana, since that became the din, you need a minyan achar latire. Ashenkin, according to the Rashba, Rabbi Yosef is in full agreement that if something is only a result of the takana, of course you don't need a minyan achar latire. The only reason why Rabbi Yosef argues on Abaya is because he holds that there's still an element of Kedusha Achas, Lugabi, the case where the Edim never come. And in order to change that, you need a minyan acher lahatira. Rava says, Mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'eloch, the egg is aser, because Miloy Moider Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shem Bo Edim and Amincho Lumaila, Shenoyim Oisei Yom Kodesh Lumacher Kodesh, he holds that that takana still stays in place. That even though they were going to accept the Edim will come in Amincha L'mayla, but we still will continue being Noyig Yomtif when they came in Amincha L'mayla for both days. Now the Rif says, V'shamina meha, we see from over here, that B'nai Eretz Yisrael tzricha l'mebad shnei yomim toibim shal Rosh Hashanah. That the B'nai Eretz Yisrael have to be Noyig 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Because after all, you see in our sugya, that although they accepted the Edim in Amincha L'mayla, so we knew Vade that the first day was Yomtif, they still continue the practice of keeping Yomtif the next day. The Baal Amor, however, argues on the Rif. He says, in Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It's just like any other day of Yom Tif. They don't keep 2 days Yom Tif. And he says, you can't bring a raya from what Rava says in our sugya. Because Rava was talking about at the time that there used to be Mekanesh al-Pi HaRi'iyah. And then, even in Eretz Yisrael, it was a suffix. When would Rosh Hashanah be? But nowadays, everything is worked out. Hillel already was misaken a calendar, and there's no suffix when Rosh Hashanah should fall out, and therefore we're only noyig one day. It's not like we continue with the practice of keeping 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And the Baal Amor writes that that's how they used to be noyig in Eretz Yisrael in the earlier Doris, until people came from the Chachmi Provincia, and they started keeping, like the Shid Zarif, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So the Ramban explains that the Machlik is the Rif, and the Baal Amor, is that the Rif holds that the fact that they used to keep 2 days in Eretz Yisrael at the time that they were Mekadesh al Piriyah was not because of the Suffolk. Rather, like we said, it's Kedusha Achas. So we continue that minug, making Kedusha Achas, and we keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Mashenkin de Baal Amor understands that at the time that they were Mekadesh al Piriyah, the reason why they kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah was because of the Suffolk. Maybe Edim came in Amincha L'mayla. Tehainu, they're discussing what about the rest of Eretz Yisrael. In the place where Beis Din was Noyeg, the Beis Vad, in Yerushalayim, where they determined whether today is Yom Tov or tomorrow is Yom Tov. There, it was of course clear whether today is Yom Tov or tomorrow is Yom Tov. So if Edim came in Amincha L'mayla, the Baal Amor holds that of course in that place, they only kept the first day Yom Tov and they would not keep the second day Yom Tov. The fact that Rava says that they kept Yom Tov in the rest of Eretz Yisrael was that was because the rest of Eretz Yisrael had a suffix, did the Edim come in Amincha L'mayla or not? And we realized that this was the only Yom Tov that this was relevant for the rest of Eretz Yisrael, because that was the only Yom Tov that took place on the first day of the month. all other Yom Tovim, the rest of Eretz Yisrael, found out by the time that the Yom Tov came, which day they were Mekadosh as Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, says the Ramban, the Balamar holds that the rest of Eretz Yisrael nowadays has the din like the Beis Vad, because everybody is fully aware when the day is supposed to be. So the fact that then they used to always keep 2 days wasn't Midin Kedusha Achas, it was only Mekoyach the Suffolk. Now they're like in the Mekam Beis Vad, and therefore they don't have any more Suffolk. Mashenkin the Rif holds that the fact that the rest of Eretz Yisrael used to keep 2 days became a practice of Kedusha Achas, and therefore that continues even nowadays that we have the calendar. Now, lefi this, it should come out that nowadays, when we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we shouldn't really say Shechiyanu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. And the Torah actually, in Siman Tov Resh, brings down a Tshuvas Rashi, who says, Rabbi say Oimrim She'ein Oimrim Zman Ela Barishain, De Kedusha Achasein, Ukechad Yoyma Aricha Dami. You don't say Shechiyanu the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because it's like one elongated day. Avalani Oimr, says Rashi, She'tzorach Loimr Zman. And he explains, Mimonifshach, if it's a Sofek, then you say Zman. You say the Birkas Shechiyanu because that's part of being Noyig, this day Kodesh. And if you assume this day is Kodesh, al pi suffix, then that means yesterday was not Kodesh, and then of course you have to say Shechiyanu. However, he says even if it's because of the Minhaga, the Bezdin, that they were Noyig, Hayoim Kodesh, Ulamachar Kodesh, you still should say Shechiyanu. He says because Miyoim Beis, Hayumoinen, Tikun HaMoedes. The fact that they had a Minhag to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah did not preclude the fact that they used to be Moina, they would count Aleph Tishrei from the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And since they counted from that day, that was the Ikar Rosh Hashanah, and you therefore should say Shechiyanu on that day. Which means that he's saying that even though it was Kedusha Achas, because we kept the Minhag to keep the first day Rosh Hashanah, but when we enter the second day, we're entering the main day of Rosh Hashanah. That's the day that we believe Midairaisa it's Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you have to say Shechiyanu. Now apparently the Rishonim that argue on Rashi hold that the upgrade from a Drabbanan to a Dairaisa does not warrant a new Birkas Shechiyanu. You already said Shechiyanu the first day Yom Tif. And since the way the Rabbanu were misakin it was to be one long day, so your Birkas Shechiyanu goes on that entire block of the 2 days. Now this makes sense with regards to Rosh Hashanah. We have to ask ourselves though, in a regular Yom Tif, every other Yom Tif that we keep 2 days Yom Tif in Chutz Laretz, why do we say Shechiyanu on the second day of Yom Tif? That takana began as a suffik, not as a Kedusha Achas. It's Shtei Kedushas, and it's only Sveika D'Yoyma. So at least we should apply the principle of Suffolk Brachas Lahakil. Now we could say that according to the Shitas HaRaivad, the Raivad in Per Gimel, Hilchas Mila, says that if a person does Mila on an androgynous, he makes a bracha. Why do you make a bracha? An androgynous is a Suffolk, because it could be that he's an Akeva. Says the Raivad, you make a bracha because Sveika Dairaisahu, it's a Suffolk Dairaisa, and the din is that by Suffolk Dairaisa you have to be Machmer. And because of that din, that you have to be machmer, and something deraisa, you make a bracha as well, because that's your tzivu. You're supposed to be noyeg l'chumra, and therefore you make a bracha. So according to him, you don't say suffik brachas l'hakel, because we don't treat it like a suffik brachas. There's a vade din bracha, because there's a din to be made machmer. In which case, we could say the same thing over here. You have a din. They started out with a din, it's shteik kedushas. It's done minas suffik. We don't know which day is Yom Tif. Even so, because of your halacha that you're mechuyev to be machmer, mikoyach the suffik, you make a bracha. However, the Rambam holds that by mila of an androgynous, you don't make a bracha. So any suffik deraisa, although you're supposed to be machmer, you still don't make a bracha. We still are done it like a suffik bracha, so we're makel. However, we can answer for the Rambam very simply that he passed like the Umar in Shabbos and Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, that says that any vade de devrehem boy bracha, when something's a vade din drabona, you make a bracha. Suffik devrehem loy boy bracha. And the Gemara over there asks, vayomtav sheni, the suffik devrehem who boy bracha, which Rashi explains to mean kiddush ayoyim. So we know you make kiddush on yomtav sheni, even though it's a suffik devrehem. And the Gemara answers, osim kihechid lil zalzluba. So that means that even though in the regular klalim of dinei bracha, you wouldn't make a bracha because this is considered a suffik. However, the Rabbanan went and made a special takkanah. You should make kiddush. That's part of the way they were misakin Yom Tov. So we could say hu adin that part of that din was to make shechiyanu. It's part of the kiddush. Now the Rama paskins in Siman Tov Reish, Siv Gimel, Meaning that if the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, then of course the first time you're blowing shofar is on Sunday, is the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and it's pasha that you should make a Shechiyanu on Tkiyah Shofar. However, what happens if the first day is Choyl? You already made a Shechiyanu on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, says the Ramah, you're supposed to make a Shechiyanu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah on Tkiyah Shofar. Says the Mishnah Berurah that this din is even without wearing a new beged or taking a new pri. It's me'ikra din that you make a shechiyanu on the tkiyas of the second day Rosh Hashanah. Mishum dehayoyim ein yoytzim b'tkiyas shel esmol. The din is the way that Rabbanu were misakin. You're not going to be yoytzim with yesterday's tkiyas today, and therefore it warrants its own birkas shechiyanu. And in the Sharatzin over there in Oisei, the Mishnah Berurah asks, he says, I don't really understand, why is that any different than Kiddush? Kiddush also, we're mechkuyiv, Chazal were misakin, to say Kiddush the second day. And yet we're told over there in Siv Peis that Lagabe Kiddush on the second night, you should take a new pri and when you make the Shechiyanu, because we're choshish for the dais that you do not make a brick Shechiyanu on the second day, because it's Kiyom Arichta. So why do we paskin differently Lagabe Kiddush than we do Lagabe the Shechiyanu on the Tkiyah Shofar? So perhaps we can answer very simply. The Birkas Shechiyanu on the Shofar is a bracha on the Tkiyas. Masha'enke in the Din Shechiyanu in Kiddush is a Din Shechiyanu on the Yoim, not on the Kiddush. And the raya to that is that an Isha who lights Neiris and she made a Birkas Shechiyanu, she's not supposed to make a bracha by Kiddush. Similarly, somebody who forgot to say Birkas Shechiyanu during Kiddush, he says Birkas Shechiyanu by itself. So by the Kiddush, since the Yom is Ki Yom Arichta, we say you already said Shechiyanu on this Yom Arichta, on this day. You said it during the first half of this long day, the first day. So those shittas hold, you don't make a new Shechiyanu by Kiddush on the second night. Masha'en Kein, the Birkas Shechiyanu on the Tkiyas is not on the day, it's on the Tkiyas. And we were misakin to blow the shofar again. So when Chazal were misakin to blow the shofar for a second time on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, there it makes sense. We're dealing with a whole new independent mitzvah tkiyah. So you make a shechiyanu. You can't compare it to the big shechiyanu by Kiddush, which is on the yoyim, and the yoyim is just a continuation of the yoyim aricha that you already started last night, and you already made a shechiyanu then. So to sum it up, on all other Yom Tovim, not Rosh Hashanah, since it's not a Yom Arichta, everybody holds that you make a Shechiyanu the second night. We explained that according to the Shita Saraiva, that makes sense, but even according to the Rambam, who holds by the Mila of an androgynous, you do not make a bracha, because Safik Brachas Lahakil, you don't have the right to apply the principle of Safik Brachas Lahakil, based on the Gemara in Shabbos that says that they were misakin to make Kiddush, Shalayla Zilzulei Bey, even though Mitzad, the din of Safik Brachas, you should be makel, but Chazal were misakin Kiddush, that you should make a new Kiddush, you know that you shouldn't be Mizalzal on Yom Tov Sheni, and Huadin, we're saying, Lefi the Rambam, you would have to say that the Shechiyanu was part of that takana. By Rosh Hashanah, since it's Kiyom Arichta, there are 2 days. Even though Rashi brings down that his Rebbeim held that you should not make a Shechiyanu the second night, Rashi holds you should, because even on the Tzad, it's Kiyom Arichta, you should make a Shechiyanu because you're being upgraded to the Iker day of Rosh Hashanah. And his Rebbeim held that that upgrade is not enough to warrant the Birkas Shechiyanu. What we do, because of that Safik, is we're Choshish for the 2 days, and therefore we say Shechiyanu, but we make sure to have a new fruit or a new beged, so that the Shechiyanu, in the event that you're not Chayiv, goes on that. However, legabi the tkiyas, lekulei alma, you make a birkas shechiyanu, you do not need a new pri. The Mishnah Berurah asks, what's the difference? And we're answering that there's a difference between the shechiyanu of the tkiyas, which goes on the tkiyas, and the shechiyanu of the kiddush, which goes on the yoim. Those shittas hold that the yoim, since it warrants a birkas shechiyanu, and it's kiyom arichta, you already have last night's birkas shechiyanu, and it goes on the entire yoim arichta. Masha'enki in the shechiyanu on the tkiyas wasn't on the yoim, so therefore the fact that it's yoim arichta doesn't make a difference. Since there's a new takana to make another tkiyas, they were misakin those tkiyas with the Birkas Shechiyanu as well.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.